The Holy Cross Church in Jelenia-Góra is also known as the Church of Grace. This is due to the fact that its erection was specifically approved by the Austrian Emperor Joseph I of the Habsburg dynasty. The consent of a Roman Catholic emperor to build a Protestant church was perceived as an act of grace. The cornerstone was laid on the 4th of July, 1709, and the church was officially completed in 1715, although it took 3 more years to finish all the decoration works. The consecration of the church took place on the 9th of May, 1718. The Swedish architect Martin Frantz designed the building in resemblance of St. Catherine Church in Stockholm. The structure is based on the Greek cross with 5 towers. Over the portals of 4 entrances you can see animal bas-reliefs: an eagle, a lion, a deer, and a pelican feeding his young. The eagle and the lion are symbols of royalty, the conquerors of dragons and snakes. They represent the idea of Christ's victory over evil and death. The deer symbolizes the desire for God, as in Psalm 42, verse 1. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. The pelican stands for self-giving love. Since 1947, the Holy Cross Church serves as a Roman Catholic temple. The impressive building, with a 74 meters long nave, a 47 meters long transept, and 57 meters high from floor to the cross in the dome, has place for 10,000 people, of whom 4,000 can seat. As many as 2,202 seats are provided on the three-story galleries. The main altar was built in 1733. You can see here Otto Mangelberg's painting Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, surrounded by fancy columns and sculptures. There is Prophet Ezekiel, presented as a young man holding a book, and Jesus Christ, trampling earthly goods and carrying the cross. New sculptures were added after World War II, under the altar painting. These are the penitent Saint Peter and Mary Magdalene with the crucifix. Above the altar you can see the organ, one of few Baroque instruments preserved without major changes, supported by 4 half-naked athletes holding the largest pipe towers. Other sculptures symbolize fame and peace. There are also political accents in the organ decoration. In the top section of both the right and the left pipe, you can notice imperial crowns and double-headed eagles of the Habsburg dynasty. The font, a gift from Johann Martin Gottfried, was made of blue marble and silicon alabaster by an unknown sculptor between 1717 and 1718. It rests on lion paws made of bronze. The cover is made of chromium-plated wood. Bas-reliefs on the sides depict the baptism of Jesus in Jordan. Near the crossing you can see the pulpit, made of sandstone and partly gold-plated. 3 angels support its octagonal base. You can notice an anchor, which might symbolize hope. Near the top of the pulpit is Fortune, a naked woman standing on a sphere with a piece of cloth that resembles a sail. The balustrade is ornamented with representations of the 4 evangelists, Jesus Christ, and personifications of two virtues: faith with a cross and love with a baby. On the canopy there are sculptures of the apostles, Putti, and the Holy Spirit descending as a dove. The clock in the dome was first installed in 1737 and has since been modernized several times, last time in 2000. Its mechanism weighs 150 kilos, the face about 840 kilos. Its diameter is 285 centimeters, its thickness 9 centimeters, and the face hangs 25 meters above the floor. The hour hand is 130 centimeters and the minute hand 90 centimeters long. The weight of the chandelier situated beneath the clock is approximately 450 kilograms. The church is surrounded by a cemetery with Rococo and Baroque chapels, built between 1710 and 1770. The four most impressive of them were owned by the families Gottfried, who founded the font, Winkler, Baumgarten, and Glaffei.